back with you on Sports Radio 929 The Game. You know what that music means. It's time for Wireless Wednesday and Rick Lippert. Of course, Rick, an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor, covers sports technology on a national level. You can find Rick pretty much everywhere and anywhere. Examiner.com with a daily tech column. He's also featured weekly on CBS Atlanta, featured writer for Everything Georgia. Check Rick out on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. And also his website, which will have links to everything we talk about here in this segment, at ricklippert.info. We got a fun topic, Rick. I love it. We're going to talk about snacks and how snacking has kind of gone healthy and high-tech. It's really a perfect time of year now, spring and summer, people making road trips. And also, I guess, when you're talking about workouts and playing ball or golf or anything like that, and you've tried out five snacks for both taste and nutrition. Which area do you favor, the taste or the nutrition, Rick?
Well, that's the whole thing. I like the combination of both. So, I mean, I've seen some, you know, food or snacks that have come across to me that are very healthy, but they taste terrible. You can't, you know, even finish the whole thing. Or sometimes you taste something that tastes really good, and you wonder, how can this be healthy? So we got a good little mix of everything here. And for half the time we're doing the show, Mitch, or taping the show, I'm hungry. So this is pretty topical.
Well, you kind of didn't play along with me here because I was kind of thinking about the old school light beer commercials. Tastes great, less filling. Tastes great, nutrition.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the light beer built a whole advertising campaign that lasted decades. You know, we're just going to talk about this for, you know, 12 minutes or so. But, you know, I think, you know, this time of the year, we're all busy. We don't eat meals regularly. We skip meals sometimes. So mm-hmm. It can be pretty important to a lot of people.
So you tried out five different snacks. We're going to start with our first one, which is something called Bear Baked Crunchy Chip. Sounds good to me. Tell me about it.
Yeah, these are pretty popular. This is Bear. It's spelled B-A-R-E. And basically, this is just pieces of fruit. And they're picked at the ripest, sliced, and then slowly oven-baked. Mm-hmm. So you get to that caramel crunch kind of texture on it. Good for when you have that craving of fruit, low-calorie, high-fiber, fat-free, no sugar added. So just using natural sugars, no additives, GMO-free. So, you know, 100% fruit. And these are kind of like potato chips, but they're made of fruit. And, you know, kids really like them. And I think they're healthy and great for adults as well.
I like the sound of caramelized crunch. I've told you before, crunch is a basic factor for me in any kind of food. If it's got a crunch level, I'm down with it.
Yeah, that really makes the snack really officially a snack when it has that crunch. Apple, banana, coconut are the flavors on this, mm-hmm. So a little variety. And like I said, they just use the natural sugar. So for people that are watching their sugar intake, this is a great option.
Wireless Wednesday here on The Experience in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick Lippert with us via the WaitForIt.com hotline. We are we're talking goodness. We're talking good food for you. We're talking snacks. And Rick has tried out five snacks for taste and nutrition. He's given us a lowdown on them. Let's move to the next one, something that's called Puffins. And this is a cereal, I take it?
Well, a snack, and it also can double as a cereal. So this is from the Barbara's Bakery family of products, which a lot of people know and is really popular with kids again. But it's a crunchy corn type snack. Oats, a little molasses thrown in, so a good source of fiber, not much sugar, and you can eat it as a snack or a cereal, so it can you can take it with you on the go, camping trips, fishing trips, that long car ride, and it comes in a natural or a pumpkin flavor, so you have a little choice there. So eat them plain or eat them as a cereal with milk, and they're pretty tasty.
All right, I'm going to be honest with you, Rick. The Bear Baked Crunchy Chips sound better than the Puffins. What did you think?
You just like the name better. You don't want to say Puffins.
You're right. You know me too well.
I know.
You just get right to it. We move to, this area I think is really something that interests me. We're talking about fruit bars. But this is a company that's what? That's It? Fruit bars?
It's called That's It because really all that's in it is the natural fruit. So I've interviewed the founder of this company a couple years ago. It's grown. They're available all over the place now. Whole Foods, Starbucks. And I couldn't believe it when I tasted it because it's a fruit bar and you eat it. It's wow, it tastes really good. And really it's just the pressed fruit with their own process. They put it all together into a fruit bar in different flavors and it really tastes good. You swear there's more in this bar mm-hmm. than just the fruit itself. But really, that's the name of it. It's called That's It because really that's all it's in. It is the fruit and real healthy for you.
And imagine also tasty because it's real fruit, as you said.
Tasty. They're going to be about 100 calories is what this is going to be, which is not out of the ordinary for a snack bar. But again, fat-free, kosher, vegan, and gluten-free. And, you know, it's, again, really great snack for taking in the car. You can take these anywhere. It'll last. It won't melt. You can transport them, and they'll go right with you.
Hey, you said the key word, kosher. They're kosher for Passover right now. I'm starving, and I can eat one of these.
Yeah, you've got a better one coming up for you, Mitch. That's kosher. But, yeah, that's important. And, you know, a lot of these snack bars, if it's a good one, it'll be kosher as well.
Well, protein bars are something that I'm kind of picky about. I mean, some of them could be so good, and some of them, you take one bite into them, and it's like, that's it. I'm ready to spit it out and get rid of the rest of the bar and, you know, basically threw away $2 or whatever it costs. But tell me about Carve bars, Rick.
Yeah, Carve is a protein bar that tastes great. Now, these were developed by the surfers out in California. So you figure those guys, they want to be healthy, but they probably want something that tastes good as well. These really are delicious. They're about $2 or a little over $2 a piece. And these are a real protein bar. So it's giving you more than just satisfying the hunger you have. So gluten-free, again, low sugar, and very high protein. And I'll list the ingredients, all the ingredients on my webpage. You can see there's really nothing in it that's really bad for you. One flavor right now, it's called cookie dough. But again, it's pretty delicious. And, you can also put these in the oven for a few minutes, and it comes out like a warm cookie.
Sold.
So you can eat them just...
Done. Cowabunga, dude. Hang five, bruh.
With the Carve bar, you can't go wrong. Hang a 10.
Cookie dough bar. It sounds delicious. I can't wait to check it out. All right, we're talking snack bars, healthy, delicious. Rick Lippert has tried all of them out. He's given us the lowdown here on Wireless Wednesday. Mitch Evans Experience on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can follow Rick on Twitter. Every item that we're talking about here on the Experience and Wireless Wednesday, you can find on Rick's website. That's ricklippert.info. Let's go to the final item, Rick. And chocolate is one of the basic tenets of my life. I know that's not always a good thing, but tell me all about chocolate leathers from K-Cup.
Yeah, people get that craving for chocolate, and then they go on a rampage. They have to have their chocolate up. Chocolate leathers, it's like a mini chocolate bar, and it's very healthy for you. It's 60 calories, which is very rare in something that tastes like a chocolate bar, but it does taste good. It's got a little crunch to it. It's from a company called Keiko, which makes, they've made a living making kosher items. That's really what they do. So a twist on traditional dried fruit. This is a chocolate bar, 45 to 50% lower in sugar, low in calories, and now they have a regular chocolate, and they have a dark chocolate variety out. So this is a chocolate snack, 60 calories that you don't feel bad about eating.
Yeah, dark chocolate's supposed to be better for you than regular old chocolate.
That's what they say. I'm not a huge dark chocolate fan. It's kind of too rich for me, but I've tried the samples of these chocolate leathers, and one of these bars really will satisfy an urge for chocolate.
All right, Rick, real quick. Where do we get some of these snacks? I mean, that's the thing that I want to know.
Yeah, some of these are hard to find. So Amazon.com, if you like ordering things online, you can order all these things through Amazon. But check your Whole Foods or places like that, specialty places, and coffee shops like Starbucks or independent coffee shops. They'll have a lot of these protein bars and that dip bars there. So sometimes you got to go searching a little for these items.
Wireless Wednesday, App of the Week. App of the Week.
You want to talk about shifting gears? We literally do that. We go from snacks to lawnmowers and the App of the Week. Go ahead, Rick.
You need a snack after cutting your grass sometimes. So there really is, Mitch, now an app officially for everything. So there's an app put out by John Deere. It's called Mower Plus, and it tracks you kind of like a Fitbit as you're mowing your lawn. So the app by itself, it will track your mow path, distance, speed, how long you're out there cutting your grass, and then you can keep track of that throughout the year. So this is really a lot of the thought of maintenance on your lawnmower. It lets you know how much use you're giving your lawnmower, and there's apps that's for both iOS and Android. And, you know, works with any lawnmower. You just have to turn on the app, keep your phone with you, get out there, start cutting your lawn, and it will track things for you. So it will also let you know based on where you live or maybe how often you cut your lawn when it's time to mow it again. I hate that part of it, but this is better than Lindsay as far as bugging me when to cut my grass.
Well, maybe I need to give it to the kid who mows my lawn, because I stopped doing that a long time ago.